Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on November 29th, 2015, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Good afternoon. Actually, the director of Hitchcock Truffaut is sitting right there, Kent Jones. And the reason he's here is because he's a huge fan not only of William Cameron Menzies, but also of the new book by James Curtis. The perfect Christmas, lavishly illustrated, beautifully researched and written. Please welcome back James Curtis.
Thanks, Bruce. I should point out also, for anybody who is so inclined to buy a book, William Cameron Menzies' granddaughter is here for a few days and has been attending some of these screenings, and she's been signing books as well. So if you want a really unique gift, you can pick up one and have her sign it as well as me. We're still coming down from something of a high from yesterday because of the quality of the print of Our Town, which was run yesterday evening. If you're familiar with that film at all, you know how rotten the prints tend to be. And this was a beautiful 35mm restoration from Warner Brothers. And it was like seeing it for the first time to a lot of people in the audience. I got up at the end and looked back at it, and I could see Kleenex out from, in the hands of most of the people who were watching it. It was that effective. And people said that they really had never experienced the film before the way they did last night. And the nice thing about running this film the next day, King's Row, is because I always thought of it as kind of the sordid underbelly of Our Town. They're both small town Americana, roughly turn of the century. But King's Row was, for the early 1940s, the dirty book of the time. It was a big, thick thing. I've got a first edition at home, and it's about the size of Gone with the Wind. Maybe not quite, but almost. And there were so many themes that were censorable 75 years ago. Sadism, unmarried sex, a gruesome accident that takes place in it, homosexuality, all these things that were really, really not showable on the screen back then, and the Breen office made sure you didn't show them. And so when Warner Brothers and my old friend and mentor, David Lewis, who wanted to buy the film, rights to King's Row, in office, and there's a memo that exists where they're just saying, don't even think about it. I mean, there is no possible way you can film this. And somehow, they went ahead and bought the book anyway to keep it out of the hands of 20th Century Fox, who wanted it for Tyrone Power. And here then was a really, really commercial film that they felt, some people felt, could not be made, and if they did make it, it would be so distasteful that it would be unshowable. So David, I remembered that Sam Wood wanted to put Ginger Rogers in the part of Randy Monahan, and he had previous history with Ginger Rogers because he had directed Kitty Foyle, which was her Academy Award-winning performance as Best Actress. And so he pushed for Ginger Rogers. But David felt that this film was perfect for Ann Sheridan, that she was kind of a second-tier attraction at that point. He thought it would make her a top-tier star, and he was right. It did exactly that. And as you see her in the film today, she positively glows in it. She's wonderful. The cast became Ann Sheridan, top billed in a very major A production for Warner Brothers. Bob Cummings. The problem with Bob Cummings was that he was making a film at Universal at this time. He was romancing Deanna Durbin in one of her musicals, and Sam Wood had used him in Devil and Miss Jones, and so they had to take Bob Cummings when Universal didn't need him, and so they were kind of using Bob Cummings at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. He would work to 9 and then go back to Universal the next day, and that resulted in a lot of delays. The schedule was all out of whack. Same thing with Ann Sheridan. She was making The Man Who Came to Dinner at the same time she was making this one, so she would do Man Who Came to Dinner in the morning and then go over to King's Row in the afternoon and eat lunch while she was being made up and costumed for King's Row. A really terrific actress that came out the last minute and who really doesn't have the reputation that does Betty Field. She's billed over the title in this one, and anything you see Betty Field in, she's exceptional. She's extraordinary. And then as a bonus, a special guest star is the 40th President of the United States. And this is, he always acknowledged this as being his best film, and I won't tell you what happens to him in it, but I think you Democrats out there will enjoy this film a little bit more than maybe the Republicans will. But this film, from a production design aspect, William Cameron Menzies always said was just about the best thing he ever did in that regard. Can we have an image up on the screen, please? There are a couple of photos I brought with me here that were taken on the set of King's Row, and Menzies had refined his technique in terms of production design to the point where he would do these little thumbnail compositions, and as you can see, they're very, very rough, but give you a basic idea of where the figures are, what goes inside the frame, on the side of the script itself, in the margin. And these he would use to confer with the cinematographer, who in this case was James Wong Howe, the set designers, etc., and they would suggest any modifications, improvements, etc. Menzies didn't have a lot of ego, and he was very, very happy to get other people's input. He would refine these a bit more, and they would start to build models. And Menzies started early on with The Thief of Baghdad actually being a proponent of building models of sets so they could kind of see how they were going to work and how they would fill the frame. And he had gotten to the point where if they were willing to build models, he would hold off doing his continuity boards until they had the models and they knew exactly what was going to go where. Can we have the next image, please? And this today, of course, is what we would call a storyboard. Back then, he called them continuity boards, and this particular one just portrays a tense moment with Ann Sheridan responding to some upset in the upstairs area of the house. And you'll see this scene portrayed exactly in the film that you're about to watch. He visualized, as I said last night about our town, every single frame, every single shot reflects a level of care and artistic integrity that was quite unusual in films of that time. And as you can see here, the visualization, the composition, the tonal qualities, the pattern, the things that were important that had to go within a frame is what William Cameron Menzies considered so thoroughly and completely. He let Sam Wood handle the actors. He was very happy not to have to deal with the actors. He didn't know how to talk to actors. To him, they were elements. But here you can see how the actors fit into the frame, how they are positioned in a way so that the drama is beautifully served, exceedingly well served, I should say. And as a result, he was able to put across a lot of things subliminally. I said how highly censorable this material was for 75 years ago, and I can't give you any specifics without them turning into spoilers, at which point Bruce Goldstein would be very unhappy with me. So I can just say, watch some of the things that he's telling you. As an adult audience, you will see things that are in the foreground. You will see things that are suggested. This film came in. It was fully approved by the Production Code Administration, but there's a lot of things under the surface, and I urge you to watch for that. Also watch for some of the great transitions that you'll see in the film where characters are taken, just to use an example, from childhood to adulthood, etc. This is all William Cameron Menzies, all, and the fluidity of movement that he said was possible only in film. It's an exciting film. It's a film that I think belies the reputation that it had as kind of a shocking popular entertainment at the time. The book itself still has a cult following of sorts. David, I remember, told me that when it was released here in New York, the reviews were universally awful, and at the same time, you couldn't get into the Astor Theater. The lines went around the block. It was a big, big commercial hit, as well it might have been. And I think Menzies especially served it very well indeed. So with all that said, as just kind of a heads up, here from 1942 is King's Row, directed by Sam Wood, music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and perhaps his best score ever, the majesty of it all, and production design by William Cameron Menzies.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.